just expound on the GAB now, your reaction to them agreeing to do the voter checks, of course, after the fact and after, of course, all the legal battles included.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Even though the GAB, the governor appointed counsel to represent the GAB and I think wasted taxpayer money in the process, when they've ultimately agreed to do what we sued them to do in the first place, it could have been worse. We could still be litigating it to try to force them to do their jobs. The fact that after the elections they finally agreed to do them in the long run saves the taxpayers more dollars out of more litigation and hopefully will make our elections more fair in the future.
Now, just to clarify, the initial comments from the GAB prior to the election was they didn't even really plan on doing it after the fact, did they not, or what was their reaction?
No, we had talked to the GAB numerous times saying we just want them to comply with the law. We understand if they don't think they can do it all by election day, but they just had to make sure that they complied with it, and even if they finished later, that's fine. They had told us they weren't going to do so. If they had told us that they were actually going to implement the law, we would not have sued them in the first place.
We're still 18 months away from the next election. Some people criticize Republicans saying that they try to ramp up these fear efforts just prior to the election. Saying, you know, to cast doubt on the results. What do you think about that assertion?
Well, obviously, we're not doing that. The reason why we're out there right now continuing to work on voter integrity investigations and prosecutions is because it ends up being a year-round effort. This has nothing to do with individual elections. It has to do with the integrity of our elections as a whole. We still, combined with the Democrat district attorney in Milwaukee County, we still have an ongoing elections fraud task force. We are continuing to investigate hundreds of cases that have been referred to us, and his office and our office continue to prosecute numerous violations of our elections laws, and we're nowhere near an election right now.
Some of the critics of your efforts, as well as some of the Republican efforts on combating voter fraud, have noted there's only been, even under John Chisholm's office, only a few convictions so far through the investigations, and those were isolated incidents, not orchestrated necessarily by the organizations they were working for.
Well, neither one of us is in the business of using this for publicity. We're in the business of making sure that justice is done, which means we're going to do very thorough investigations before we bring prosecutions. And we're still in the process of doing hundreds of investigations. That takes time. We're short on resources. We have to make sure that we handle all the other areas of criminal law that we're in charge of as well. So we've got a limited task force of people who's working on this. They're working very diligently, and I can guarantee you prosecutions are going to continue to surface out of these investigations, but not until they're thoroughly done.
Let's talk a little bit about open carry. That's been a few weeks or a month or so since you issued your legal opinion, and that's caused quite a stir, some confusion as well. Where do you see the case going from now as far as interpretation on the local level or even the legislature and being involved?
Well, I know some members of the legislature have talked about becoming involved, but they must keep in mind that what we were interpreting was the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin. It's not something that the legislature can very easily change, nor should the legislature be able to very easily change the Constitution. The people of Wisconsin, by our legal interpretation, amended the Constitution years ago specifically to protect their rights to keep and bear arms. If they can't carry concealed weapons, the only way they can actually bear arms is to have them exposed. People who are anti-firearm can't have it both ways. That is clearly what our law says, and that's all we did was interpret that for the sake of law enforcement.
And for the sake of law enforcement, we see Milwaukee's police chief kind of taking a harder line, saying that they still want to be very aggressive in seeing anybody who has open carry or is carrying a concealed a firearm, and that's actually upset a few gun rights advocates. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, obviously I'm very pro-law enforcement, very pro-public safety, and the job of law enforcement is very difficult, especially in the city of Milwaukee, where the crime rates are so high. They're legitimately concerned about people walking the streets carrying guns. However, our system of government is set up to protect people's civil rights as well. And we could certainly turn Milwaukee into a police state, and we could almost eliminate crime. But that's not what Wisconsin or the United States is all about. We've got to balance public safety with our civil rights and our constitutional rights. And so it's a balancing act that we do in the Department of Justice as well. I certainly am concerned for the safety of law enforcement officers. By the same token, people having the ability to legally carry firearms in every other state in the union has not jeopardized law enforcement. You don't hear any analogous details about that happening. So I don't think it's really a concern, but I do think that law enforcement, of course, is always a little bit worried about their safety, and they should be.
some legal clarification. Whose shoulders does it fall on to interpret the legal opinion of yours regarding open carry? The prosecutors, circuit judges, whom?
All of the above. In our system of government, discretion is a very, very important element. Law enforcement officers on the street are the first line of discretion. They have to determine whether there is a crime committed by the person who's carrying a gun. We've made it quite clear that carrying the gun alone is not a crime if it is exposed. They have to determine if there's more involved to make it some form of a crime. Then it's up to the prosecutor to determine whether they agree with law enforcement, whether to charge. It's up to the judge or jury next to determine whether they agree with the prosecutor. And then there's an appellate process. So there are a lot of steps to protect the rights of citizens and, quite frankly, a lot of steps to protect law enforcement and their decisions.